Amtrak says during the recently completed federal fiscal year, Hiawatha ridership went up close to 3% to nearly 600,000 riders. The state of Wisconsin pays more than $6 million a year for the service, while Illinois kicks in $2 million. Wisconsin Transportation Department Railroads Chief Ron Adams says he's pleased with the new ridership numbers. He says there's been more promotion of Hiawatha and that highway travel is getting tougher.
Gas prices are higher, so people look for alternatives, and there's a lot of construction in the state of Illinois going to Chicago, and so people are looking for alternatives.
Adams says Wisconsin's subsidy for Hiawatha has just increased, but he says the train's ridership capacity has just gone up, too.
Because we've been having such success on the line, we actually added a fifth coach to all the trains. Previously, we'd had four coaches. So if you look at the cost for four coaches between this fiscal year and last fiscal year, our cost actually went down.
That's cost per coach car. Adams also says ridership on the entire Chicago to Seattle or Portland Empire Builder line went up slightly last year, though Amtrak did not provide data on the stops in Wisconsin. The new state budget increases Wisconsin's bonding authority for a potential rail commuter line to Waukesha County, Amtrak service to Green Bay, and faster service to Madison and the Twin Cities. But using that authority depends on securing federal dollars, and new trains are not expected in the near future. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.